RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. In 2017, Sari economy in Indonesia is developing. National police to enlarge institution focusing on cyber crimes. Now the news in detail. Sari economy expert Dr. Safi Antonio said that in 2017, Indonesia will be the largest Sari economy player in the world. At the press conference held in Bogor, West Java on January 6, 2017, Safi Antonio explained, Indonesia has the most number of banks, insurance, and Sharia capital markets, though the intent of its assets is still outnumbered from the Gulf countries. In addition, Indonesia also has a Sharia finance committee chaired by President Joko Widodo. Indonesia also has the biggest sukuk or Sharia bonds in the world. With the potential that exists, Dr. Safi views that in 2017 economic conditions of Sharia in Indonesia will be more promising.
Seperti itu, jadi Indonesia is promising dan
Sharia economy in Indonesia is promising. It is growing every year. Hopefully, in 2017, Sharia economy can follow the entire Indonesian economy and can be much better. Wherever Muslims will get advantages from Sharia economy. Dr. Safi Antonio further explains several Islamic international organizations now begin to look at Indonesia. For the first time, Islamic Development Bank Supervisory Board comes from Indonesia. Nevertheless, there are still some challenges in developing the economy of Sharia in Indonesia. One of the challenges is the human capital. Thus, it requires a higher entrepreneur spirit of Islamic community in Indonesia. In response to the rampant circulation of false information, the National Police Polri will set up a special multimedia division while developing their cyber department into a new unit. Both departments will be led by one-star police officials. National Police spokesman Martinus Tompel said on Friday that the National Police had made a proposal to help the police deal with recent developments regarding online media and social media amid the rampant circulation of fake news. He remarked that both of the new divisions, the Multimedia Bureau and the Cybercrime Directorate, will focus on efforts to handle violation of IT electronic information and transaction law. He added that the new Bureau and the new Directorate will collaborate with the National Cyber Agency to prevent and fight against fake news and unreliable information that spreads hate speech against racial and religious groups as well as certain individuals. Chairman of Press Council Yosef Ade Prasetyo views that the rising circulation of fake news as an alternative for readers to obtain information is partly due to the questionable impartiality of Indonesian mainstream media. He said that public trust in the mainstream media has been decreasing since 2014 legislative and presidential election, that saw media and companies openly supporting candidates contesting the presidential race, while at the same time the owners also became involved in politics. The situation has turned gloomier, with some journalists favoring certain politicians. The Press Council is planning to restore the credibility of the country's mainstream media by creating a special logo for those that pass the council verification to show that they are reliable and trusted. This is part of national efforts to counter mounting circulation of fake news, particularly through online platforms. The newly inaugurated Bali Police Chief Inspector General Petrus Reinhard Golose will focus attention on handling transnational organized crime in Bali. A special task force to counter transnational crime will be established. Petrus stated that his focus will be on combating transnational organized crime, which includes terrorism, drug and human trafficking, cybercrime, international scale economic crime, and money laundering. Petrus also added that a counter-transnational crime task force is needed because Bali has a unique position in Indonesia. He remarked that Bali should not depend on the national police headquarters to combat drug-related crime because a specialized response is necessary. He also noted that the task force will impart all divisions of the Bali Police. Head of Jakarta General Election Commission, KPU Jakarta, Sumarno, has said that the planned gubernatorial debates on January 13 until January 27 and February 10 will have a significant impact on the capital's undecided voters. He added that the residents will see the capacity and leadership qualities of the gubernatorial candidates in dealing with several city issues after seeing the debates. Sumarno Sono also said that each debate would be divided into six sessions. In the first session, each candidate will compare their vision, mission, and programs. In the second one, the moderator will ask the candidates to elaborate their vision and mission, while in the third session, the candidates will answer the moderator's question regarding current problems in the capital. In the first session, the candidates will have a chance to ask questions to each other, in which one they will be able to debate each other before finally giving their closing statements. The government said to rampant its oversight system of foreigners amid growing concern of foreigners exploiting their visas to work in the country illegally. Coordinating Political, Legal and Security First Minister Wiranto said on Friday that the government would set up a task force to monitor the movement of foreigners entering the country's borders. The task force would function to fill the gap in the current oversight system, which focuses on monitoring foreigners when they enter Indonesian borders, yet gradually lost control when they moved to other areas. He also said the task force would empower local administration, which already have their own monitoring system, to step up oversight of foreigners living in the regions. National Police Deputy Chief Commissioner General Safruddin confirmed that the function of the task force is similar to the Foreign Oversight POA team under the auspices of the National Police or Polri. The last item, Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises is set to revitalize traditional market this year. Despite the budget cut, the minister is aiming to revitalize at least 51 traditional markets all over Indonesia in 2017. In the meantime, Deputy for Production and Marketing Affairs at the ministry, Iwayam Dipta, specified that traditional markets to be revitalized in 2017 are 11 in underdeveloped and border areas, and 40 markets in other regions. He also remarked that the revitalization program for each traditional market is earmarked is costing at around 950 million rupiah. He added the borders include those in East Nusa Tenggara, Papua, and Kalimantan. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week were reviewed by some of the leading media in Jakarta and outlined in the press review. Let's start with Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Wednesday wrote against fake news. Fake or hoax news becomes increasingly symptomatic phenomenon lately. Hoax news originating mainly from the perceived social media is increasingly troubling. The creative packaging of the fake news makes the reader difficult to distinguish whether the information is true or just fabricated. The phenomenon of false news is certainly troubling all parties. According to Republika Daily, fake news could cause a huge impact. If this phenomenon is allowed to be rampant, of course it's detrimental to the public. Hence, the practice of hoax news must be stopped. All sides welcomed and supported the president in countering the false news on social media in particular. But the move must be done as carefully and fairly as possible. Republika Daily hopes that all parties, including the public, support the campaign against false news. Do not let people continue to be bombarded with the news which is full of lies. Over now to Media Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on January 4th, it wrote decisive steps in maintaining stability. Guarding the Republic is the absolute duty of every citizen, from presidents to ordinary people, from professors to housewives, and according to Media Indonesia, when the country is already taken care with professionalism, integrity, and accountability, and still there are movements trying to disrupt the stability of the republic, it's time to require a high level of firmness. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has given the example of such firmness by deciding to terminate the entire partnership between the Ministry of Finance and JP Morgan Chase Bank. The termination began with the release of a JP Morgan research entitled Trump Forces Tactical Changes on 13 November 2016. The research was addressed to JP Morgan investors. What angered Sri Mulyani? In the research of JP Morgan put Indonesia into a negative position in the eyes of investors, but without clear indicators and measurable data, also without any confirmed reason. JP Morgan in the research report also trimmed Brazil and Turkey rank, but not as steep as the decline on Indonesia's. It's not the minister Sri Mulyani or the government are unwilling to be criticized. The problem is the inaccuracy of the research that can lead to bigger problems. Sri Mulyani even assumed that a research which is not credible could interfere with the investor psychologically and adversely affect the stability of the national finances. According to Media Indonesia, the termination of partnership with JP Morgan is a loud signal and a warning for others not to try playing with the stability of the Republic of Indonesia. Well, listeners, that was Press Review.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History over our rival service Voice of Indonesia. While we start for an event on January 7, 1965 when Indonesia decided to withdraw from United Nations. Indonesia officially became the 60th member of the United Nations UN on 28 September 1950 in accordance with the United Nations Security Council Resolution 86, 2 days before, and the United Nations General Assembly Resolution number AR-491 on the admission of Republic of Indonesia to membership of the United Nations less than 1 year after recognition of Indonesian sovereignty by Netherlands at the Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference in the Den Haag 23rd August until 2nd November 1949. During the Indonesia-Malaysia confrontation of 1965 and in response to the election of Malaysia as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, Indonesia decided to withdraw from the UN. However, in a telegram dated 19 September 1966, Indonesia notified the Secretary General of its decision to resume full cooperation with the United Nations and to resume participation in its activities starting with the 21st session of the General Assembly. On 28 September 1966, the UN General Assembly took note of the decision of the government of Indonesia, and the UN General Assembly President invited the representative of Indonesia to take their seat in the Assembly. The next event was in 1979 when Pol Pot and forces led Khmer Rouge was ousted by Vietnam forces. By the end of 1978, Vietnamese leaders decided to remove the Khmer Rouge-dominated region of Democratic Cambodia, perceiving it as being pro-China and too hostile towards Vietnam. On 25 December 1978, 150,000 Vietnamese troops invaded Democratic Cambodia and overran the Cambodian Revolutionary Army in just 2 weeks. On 7 January 1979, a pro-Vietnamese People's Republic of Cambodia, PRK, was established in Phnom Penh, marking the beginning of a 10-year Vietnamese occupation. During the period, Khmer Rouge Democratic Cambodia continued to be recognized by the United Nations as the legitimate government of Cambodia as separate armed resistance groups were formed to fight the Vietnamese occupation. Behind the scenes, Prime Minister Hun Sen of the PRK regime approached factions of the coalition government of Democratic Cambodia, CGDK, to begin peace talks. Under heavy diplomatic and economic pressure from the international community, the Vietnamese government implemented a series of economic and foreign policy reforms, which led to their withdrawal from Cambodia in September 1989. And the last event was in 1984 when Brunei Darussalam joined ASEAN. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, is a political and economic organization of 10 Southeast Asian countries. It was formed on 8 August 1967 by Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. Since then, membership has expanded to include Brunei, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, or last time we called Burma, and Vietnam. Its aims include accelerating economic growth, social progress, and socio-cultural evolution among its members, protection of regional peace and stability, and opportunities for member countries to resolve differences peacefully. On January 7, 1984, Brunei Darussalam joined the 6 ASEAN members. Currently, ASEAN members have increased to 10 countries, namely Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Brunei, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Edel Word Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on After Rice Self-Sufficiency, Government Belts, Border Agriculture. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi, when opening the National Working Meeting or Recognized Agricultural Development in 2017 in Jakarta, Thursday, 5 January, expressed appreciation to the Ministry of Agriculture, Amran Sulaiman, for his success in not importing rice since September last year. The president cited data on rice production last year, which reached 79.14 million tons, up 11% over 2015. With such amount, Indonesia is considered to be self-sufficient in rice and does not need to import again, including in 2017. In another part of his speech, President Jokowi suggested as one of the keys to increasing production, water becomes the focus of development in the agricultural sector in 2017. For that period, the president aims to build over 30,000 water reservoirs of retention basin in 2017. Until 2016, the government through the Ministry of Agriculture has built more than 3,700 reservoirs in some areas in Indonesia. The president also asked the Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Rural and Rural Development, and the Minister of Public Works and Housing to focus on the improvement and repair of damaged irrigation at the primary, secondary, and tertiary ones. According to the president, the water reservoirs are needed especially in the dry season. If the water stock is not handled well during the dry season, people cannot hold production activities. Following this success, the Indonesian government is building the agricultural sector on the border regions with the aim not only to meet the needs in the rural areas but also to increase export to neighboring countries. According to the president, there should be a downstreaming of the next derivative products which is expected to be exported. According to the president, if agricultural production in Indonesia can be improved and has met domestic demands, the surplus of the commodity can be sold abroad. President Jokowi asked village enterprises or state-owned enterprises to organize the farmers in order to produce efficiently while working on marketing with modern ways to be competitive at the international level. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman said that the government is trying to build a stockpile in 5 border regions of Sumatra, Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Sulawesi, and Papua. The minister explained of 4,000 hectares of paddy fields have been established in the border areas to build a stockpile on the outskirts, and at the same time there is a plan to export the neighboring countries such as Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Australia. That was Focus for today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Syariah Economy Expert Dr. Safi Antonio said that in 2017 Indonesia will be the largest Syariah economy player in the world. At the press conference held in Bogor, West Java on January 6, 2017, Safi Antonio explained Indonesia is the most number of banks, insurance, and Syariah capital markets stored in the terms of its assets is still outnumbered compared to the Gulf countries. In response to the rampant circulation of false information, the National Police Polri will set up a special multimedia division while developing their sub-department into a new unit. Chairman of Press Council Joseph Adi Prasetyo views that the rising circulation of fake news as an alternative for readers to obtain information is partly due to the questionable impartiality of Indonesian mainstream media. The newly inaugurated Bali Police Chief Inspector General Petrus Rianat Galose will focus attention on handling transnational organized crime in Bali. Head of Jakarta General Election Commission KPU Jakarta Sumarno has said that the planned gubernatorial debates on January 13, January 27, and February 10 will have a sending impact on the capital undecided voters. The government will set to ramp up its oversight system on foreigners amid growing concern of foreigners exploiting their visa to work in the country illegally. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises set to revitalize the Asian market this year. Despite the budget cut, the minister is aiming to revitalize at least 51 traditional markets all over Indonesia in 2017. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a unique culinary from East Java province. Stay tuned. Listeners, so far, Banyuwangi has been well known for the beauty of its beach and nature. At this region, tourists can also hunt culinary tour because there are many delicious typical foods of Banyuwangi which certainly cannot be missed, especially for culinary lovers. There is typical food from Banyuwangi, namely rujak soto. Listener, rujak soto, the name of this food sounds a little bit strange because this food combines two foods which have different tastes, namely rujak and soto. Rujak is a traditional fruit and vegetable salad dish, while soto is a traditional Indonesian soup mainly composed of broth, meat, and vegetables. A blend of peanut seasoning of rujak and sauce of soto produces a unique and savory taste. This unique food is usually served with emping or shrimp crackers as supplementary materials. Listener, in rujak soto, soto which is served is usually suitable with the taste or restaurant which served. Usually, its soto is tripe soup, beef soup, or chicken soup, while rujak used is a mixture of vegetables with peanut sauce and shrimp paste. To make its seasoning, peanut seasoning is mixed with palm sugar, salt, tamarind, and also young banana, and locally called pisang batu muda. The young banana is the most important material in making this food. If the seasoning does not use young banana, its taste is not quite good. The readiness seasoning is mixed with boiled vegetables such as kale, beans, cabbage, and chunks of fried tofu and tempeh. Afterward, rujak is contained a bowl and spread with soto sauce complete with content of the soto. Listener, according to Banyuwangi Hemanis, Hasnan Singo Dimayan, rujak soto has existed in Banyuwangi since 1970s. If you are in Banyuwangi and want to try this food, rujak soto is easy to be found. One portion of rujak soto is only 12,000 rupiah until 15,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring rujak soto. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany. Listener, Indonesia should be proud of one of its international airports enacted by OAG, English Air Travel Analysis, as the world's most punctual airport in 2016, based on the research that has been conducted by OAG on the early 2017 team OAG Punctually League 2016. Today's miscellany will inform you about Juanda International Airport as the world's most punctual airport. Listener, one of the Indonesia airport that is organized by PT Angkasa Pura 1 East Juanda International Airport in Surabaya, East Java. Awarded as the world's most punctual airport in the huge airport category that is able to accommodate 10 until 20 million passengers per year. The award is based on the research of OAG, English Air Travel Analysis, which observed 44 million flights around the world during 2016. In its release team, OAG Punctuality League 2016, named that Juanda International Airport in East Java Province has average scored 90.30% of its on-time performance or OTP. Entirely, Juanda International Airport ranks the third place among all airports in the list of OAG Punctuality League 2016. Below Juanda International Airport, there are Honolulu Airport with 87.53%, Salt Lake City Airport with 87.2%, Brasilia Airport with 87.07%, and Brisbane Airport with 86.71%. The award is also based on the flight data recording in 2016 that arrival and departure in 14 minutes and 59 seconds or below 15 minutes of the scheduled arrival and departure. Listener, Director of Angkasa Pura Airport, Danang S. Baskoro, in his press release said that the OAG's research saw one of successful indicators of Juanda International Airport in 2016 and the acknowledgement of international community towards Angkasa Pura One's target to improve services. The award is expected to motivate the other airports in Indonesia to improve their OTP. Besides, Juanda International Airport is one of the tourism gateways to East Java. Well, listeners, that was today's miscellany with the topic Juanda International Airport as the world's most punctual airport. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to an acoustic band, The Overtones. The Overtones consists of three siblings, namely Mada Emmanuel Bramantio, Ruben Natal Bramantio, and Mika Angelo Bramantio. This band is well known when the vocalist Mika Angelo participated in X Factor in Indonesia in the first season. In 2015, The Overtones launched the first album entitled Selamanya with hit song entitled Saya Pelindungmu. Let's listen to this song.
Jatuh lukai hati dimanapun itu I'll find you saat kau lemah dan tak berdaya lihat diriku untukmu. Terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu.
matamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat kau takut, oh, dan tersesat dimanapun itu, I find you. Air matamu takkan terjatuh, lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh, ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh, ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song from the Overtones entitled Saya Pelindungmu, which was directly sung at Voice of Indonesia studio. The Saya Pelindungmu is a song which is adapted from a song entitled Center of Gravity, belonging to Boyzone and released in 2013. Songwriter from East from Sweden gives the song's togetherness to the Overtones and Boyzone. Then Boyzone released this song 4 days earlier than the Overtones. This song, which has universal meaning, tells about loyalty, somebody or anything which always exists for us under any circumstance. So, this song can be enjoyed by all elements. Well, listeners, still from Selamanya album, let's enjoy another song from the Overtones entitled Mungkin. Well, listener, enjoy the song.
Tak pernah kulihatmu seperti malam ini, semua tentang dirimu terus terbayang. Aku tak ingat apakah yang sudah terjadi, salah kabila tak pernah kusangka. Ku tak ingin ku lepaskan, hanya kau yang ku inginkan. Haruskah ku ada, haruskah ku pergi, mungkinkah ku relakan semua. Mungkin ku tak benar, salahkan diriku. Ku tak ingin melihatmu pergi. Kita sempurna, mungkin sebaliknya. Mungkin kita takkan pernah menyesal. Kita bisa sedih, mungkin bahagia. Mungkin kita satu selama-lamanya. Maybe we should try. Tanya diriku menunggu di sini, apakah ini yang juga kau mau? Haruskah ku katakan agar kau mengerti apa yang selama ini aku tunggu? Ku
tak ingin ku lepaskan. Hanya kau yang ku inginkan. Haruskah ku ada, haruskah ku pergi? Mungkinkah ku relakan semua? Mungkin ku tak benar, salahkan diriku. Ku tak ingin melihatmu pergi. Kita sempurna, mungkin sebaliknya. Mungkin kita takkan pernah menyesal. Kita bisa sedih, mungkin bahagia. Mungkin kita satu selama-lamanya. Yeah, maybe we should try. Maybe we should try. Ooh, ooh.
Tak pernah kulihatmu seperti malam ini. Semua tentang dirimu terus terbayang. Haruskah ku ada, haruskah ku pergi? Mungkinkah ku relakan semua?
Mungkin ku tak benar, salahkan diriku. Tak ingin melihatmu pergi. Kita sempurna, mungkin sebaliknya. Mungkin kita takkan pernah menyesal. Kita bisa sedih, mungkin bahagia. Mungkin kita satu selama-lamanya. Maybe we should try. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, maybe we should try. Kita satu selama-lamanya. Maybe we should try.
Listener, you still tune in RRU Service Voice of Indonesia with me, Andika. That was Mungkin sung by the Overtunes. This song was given to the Overtunes to be adapted into Indonesian. The originality of this song belongs to a singer from the United States, Daniel Sky. Song with the title Mungkin tells about all possibility which could happen in a relation. This song becomes a soundtrack of a comedian film entitled Ngenes. Besides the song of Mungkin, the song of Cinta Adalah also became a soundtrack of a film, The Fabulous Udin, in May 2016. A song composed by Alam Urbach tells about a meaning of love. Well, listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to last song entitled Cinta Adalah. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Cinta tak pernah gagal jika dipelihara. Cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. Dengan perbuatanmu. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu.
membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, bukan luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, juga luar biasa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Masihkah padamu sedikit bayang diriku, akankah suatu saat kau berubah pikiran dan sikar padamu sedikit cinta untukku, akankah suatu saat kau kembali kepadaku. Memang kita telah jauh rasanya, memang kita sudah tak bersama. Jika memang kita ditakdirkan untuk bersama selamanya, cinta takkan kemana-mana. Cinta takkan kemana-mana. Masihkah ada padamu sedikit cinta untukku, akankah suatu saat kau kembali kepadaku. Memang kita telah jauh rasanya, sudah tak bersama. Jika memang kita ditakdirkan untuk bersama selamanya, cinta takkan kemana-mana. Kita tak jauh rasanya, memang kita sudah tak bersama. Jika
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Seminggu dekatimu, sial aku jatuh padamu. Semakin ku dekatimu, ada yang buatku ragu. Satu hari kamu rindu, satu hari kamu tak menginginkanku. Tak jelas maumu, kau bilang ku di benakmu, tapi ada namanya di kotak pesanmu. Semakin buatku ragu. Semakin buatku ragu. Satu hari kamu rindu, satu hari kamu tak menginginkanku. Tak jelas maumu, kau bilang ku di benakmu, tapi ada namanya di kotak pesanmu. Semakin buatku ragu. Jelaskan padaku. Satu hari kamu rindu, satu hari kamu tak menginginkanku. Oh, 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 kau bilang ku di benakmu, tapi ada namanya di kotak pesanmu. Semakin buatku ragu. Kau bilang ku di benakmu, tapi ada namanya di kotak pesanmu. Semakin buatku ragu.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Saat kau jatuh, lukai hati, dimanapun itu, I'll find you. Kau lemah dan tak berdaya, lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat kau takut, oh, dan tersesat dimanapun itu, I find you. Air matamu takkan terjatuh, lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh, ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindung. Dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh, ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi sayap pelindungmu. Akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu.
Tak pernah kulihatmu seperti malam ini, semua tentang dirimu terus terbayang. Tak ingat apakah yang sudah terjadi, salahkah bila tak pernah kusangka. Ku tak ingin ku lepaskan, hanya kau yang ku inginkan. Haruskah ku ada, haruskah ku pergi, mungkinkah ku rela.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.